This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Convoys of trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including fuel, drove through the Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza on Thursday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The deliveries, which were escorted by Hamas police, took place as Israel said it would keep fighting the militants despite international calls for a ceasefire. Israel's offensive in Gaza has already been one of the most devastating military campaigns in recent history. More than 21,100 Palestinians, most of them women and children, have been killed, according to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza. The count doesn't differentiate between civilians and combatants. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A hard-hit Israeli kibbutz has announced the death of Judith Weinstein, an American-Canadian-Israeli woman who had been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death was announced Thursday, 6 days after her husband, Gad Haggai, who was also declared dead. The 70-year-old Weinstein and 73-year-old Haggai were taking an early morning walk in kibbutz near Nuraz on October 7th when Hamas militants burst across the border into Israel, killing about 1,200 people and kidnapping 240 others. The kibbutz says it learned that Weinstein was killed on October 7th and her body is being held in Gaza. Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp on the banks of the Rio Grande. The operation across from Brownsville, Texas, continued this week as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico City. Mexico's president said the meeting focused on reopening border crossings temporarily closed by the U.S., which wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants hopping freight cars, buses, and trucks to the border. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours